Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Thank you so much for allowing Current Sports to be a part of your Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. Afternoon. It is Friday, February 22nd, 2019. And you know that old saying, right? You know, we make plans and then the higher power laughs. Well, that's exactly what has happened on this edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Sure, I would have loved to start with previewing the Sunday clash of the Michigan State men's basketball team hitting the road just 60 miles down the road to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. That is the big game that we should be leading the show with. But not too long ago, and I'm talking about maybe an hour and some change ago, a story broke coming out of the camp of the National Football League that has the sports and news world buzzing. Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the Super Bowl dynasty winning New England Patriots, Robert Kraft has been named in a Florida prostitution sting. Again, this news is really fresh. New details seemingly coming to the fold by the minute. We'll provide the details of that story and you will get our reaction to that story. And I'm just going to warn you guys that the details are not pretty. The details are pretty disturbing, I'll say that. So we'll bring that story to you. And then after we do that, we will dive into the rivalry matchup that is Michigan State and Michigan. I want to hear your thoughts on that game. Do you think that the Spartans have what it takes to knock off the Michigan Wolverines? The Wolverines coming off a win last night, which I'll tell you more about in just a moment. Michigan, I perceive, will be favored. I'm not sure if there's an early line that is already out there. But I'm also seeing news that Michigan State may be without another big component to this team due to, of course, injury. All right, so we'll get to that. And as promised earlier in the week, I'll also bring to you this really interesting Real Sports feature that, HBO's Real Sports has found some new findings in the world of high school football participation. And there's a bigger conversation that we need to have, not just concerning the safety of football, but as to why certain numbers of participation when it comes to a particular demographic are rising and not declining. Stick around for that. And then to close out the show, we will not just have Reflection Friday for you guys, where we reflect on the crazy week that has been here on WKAR's Current Sports, providing you with some of our best moments, interviews, and maybe bring up a few stories that we didn't get a chance to bring up. But we'll also invite, of course, Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis to the show for another edition of Fit Fridays. He'll teach you for another week how to get fit, not just in the gym, but also in the kitchen as well. All right, so as you see, a very loaded hour coming your way. If you would like to be a part of it, you know that number, 517-355-WKAR. That's 517-355-9527. You can check out the live stream at facebook.com /WKAR News and comment below that live stream. And you can tweet the show. Two ways to do so. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You know what's next? Here are your quick hit headliners. Start with Michigan State news. The Michigan State women's basketball team was upended at home for the first time this season last night, suffering a 77-70 loss at the hands of Ohio State. Now, the setback was the third straight and fourth in five games for MSU, which was fighting with teams like OSU to try and emerge out of the middle of a logjam in the Big Ten standings. Head coach Susie Merchant was not happy with the way her troops responded last night. And she also had a very interesting quote, basically calling out her team, saying, look, if we play like we did tonight, we will most certainly get beat come Sunday. And Sunday just isn't the rivalry matchup in the world of men's college hoops between in-state rivals Michigan and Michigan State, but also in women's college hoops. That's right. Susie Merchant's team will invite the Michigan Wolverines to the Breslin Center on Sunday just before the men tip off in Ann Arbor. That will be a 2 p.m. tip time for the Michigan State women's basketball game against Michigan on Sunday. So if you're not heading out to Ann Arbor, if you did not happen to get your hands on those very expensive tickets for Sunday in Ann Arbor, support the women at 2. All right? So we'll see what happens in that game. Okay, and again, the Michigan State men's basketball team hitting the road. Michigan State, the number 10 team in the nation. The Michigan Wolverines, the number 7 team in the nation. You know, this is so rare, right, to have two premier college basketball programs, both ranked in the top 10 going at it. Oh, boy, you got to love this rivalry, right? The Spartans and Wolverines, both 13-3 in the Big Ten this year. Michigan is 24-3 this season. The Spartans are 22-5 overall. That will be a 3:45 p.m. tip time on Sunday. That game can be viewed on CBS. And the Wolverines, of course, getting that win over Minnesota last night. At the time, Michigan State, prior to that game, had a half-game lead above the Wolverines. So this is a battle for first in the conference on Sunday. Does it get any better than that? Fun stuff. All right, the Michigan State baseball team is heading south again this week for their first of three trips to South Carolina this season to play in the Coastal Carolina Britain Resorts Baseball at the Beach. Sounds nice, right? Last weekend in New Orleans, the MSU baseball team kicked off their season going 1-2 against the University of New Orleans. They will be playing a doubleheader today against Coastal Carolina starting at 2 p.m. It was pushed back from this morning because of rain in the area. On Saturday, they will take on the number 23-ranked NC State at 11 a.m. before wrapping up the weekend on Sunday against Kent State, also an 11 a.m. first pitch. All right, the Michigan State track and field team opens indoor postseason play this weekend in Ann Arbor for the Big Ten Indoor Championships. The event began this morning at 10 a.m. with the heptathlon. I'm saying that so wrong. Is it? How do you pronounce that? The heptathlon. That's a tongue. Connor, try it, man. Try it. Heptathlon. How do you say that? Take a stab at it, brother. Embarrass yourself.
Heptathlon? I don't know. Jeez.
and the pentathlon.
What is it?
What are those?
What, I don't know. What, this is a second. This is a second straight Friday where we've had a truly unbelievably difficult word or name to pronounce, and we've both just butchered it on
right.
air.
Exactly. And you're so hesitant. You're like, I don't want to go on the air and say that. I really don't want to. Just do it, man.
Give me some names with far more consonants than vowels, and I'll gladly embarrass myself on that.
I'm trying to figure out which two sports these are. I have no idea. That's the world of track and field for you. So those two events followed by action on the track and field today, as of course the indoor championships continue. They have mixed young athletes with potential among experienced upperclassmen throughout the indoor season for Michigan State. MSU's school record holder in the heptathlon is Nick Garrett and Justine Kiprichich, the NC2A outdoor championships runner-up in the 1500 meters, have experience competing at the highest level. The championships will pick back up tomorrow at 10 a.m. following today's events. All right, the Michigan Attorney General's office will take over review of the criminal investigation of John Gettert, the former local gymnastics center owner with close ties to disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar. Gettert coached the gold medal winning 2012 U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics team in the London Games, and he was mentioned during each day of Nassar's 7-day sentencing hearing in Ingham County, with some women and girls who had trained there recalling harsh conditions and saying that Gettert broke gymnasts, quote, mentally and physically. Okay, the Detroit Tigers are playing in their exhibition opener right now as I speak against the Southeastern University Fire. They completed their final spring workout yesterday morning in the rain. The Tigers are starting right-handed pitcher Spencer Turnbull on the mound, and we'll have a score update on that exhibition opener throughout this hour. The Detroit Pistons in action tonight, taking on the Atlanta Hawks at 7:30 p.m. The All-Star break is in the books. This will be the first game for the Pistons since the All-Star break of last weekend. Detroit finds themselves in the playoff picture by the skin of their teeth, thanks to the Brooklyn Nets and Miami Heat dropping games last night. The Pistons currently hold a half-game lead for the eighth spot and are only two games back from the sixth seed, with 26 games remaining on that schedule. Come on, red, white, and royal blue. Just making the playoffs. That's all I ask. Just please. Just make the playoffs. All right, the Detroit Red Wings will host the Minnesota Wild at 7:30 p.m. as they will, again, drop that puck at Little Caesars Arena. The Wild are 2-5-3 over their last 10 games and are clinging to a wild card spot right now in the Western Conference by just 1 point. Detroit's Anthony Mantha has 8 points in the 5 games since joining Dylan Larkin's line, but in an effort to get more spreading out scoring, the lines are expected to look different tonight. And Calvin Johnson, former wide receiver great for the Detroit Lions, is on track for an interesting second career. Peep this. The former Lions wideout has received preliminary approval for a Michigan medical marijuana license for a dispensary. That's according to Kathleen Gray of the Detroit Free Press. Now, his wife, Brittany, also received unanimous approval for pre-qualification status. The state board initially blocked Johnson's attempt in December due to unpaid traffic violations. And he just basically had to handle some tickets. He paid them off immediately once he got word. His business plan appears back on track as he attempts to break into the marijuana industry. And I think this is a trend that you may see a lot of football players and former football players get into, as many are advocates for medical marijuana and dealing with the pain that comes with being a National Football League player, because it is a harsh sport, physical sport. Okay. So that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. And we are going to roll into a discussion in just a moment concerning Robert Kraft. And I'll give you some of the details right now. If you have not heard, this news broke a little more than an hour ago, but Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots organization. Yes, the same organization that is coming off its latest Super Bowl victory, the same organization that is truly a dynasty in the world of sports, which is so hard to do, specifically when discussing the National Football League. Robert Kraft, well known, he has now been criminally charged with soliciting prostitution at a spa in Jupiter, Florida. Surveillance video showed him, reportedly showed him, receiving sexual services. Kraft, who is 77 years old, is one of more than two dozen people being charged in a police sting in Florida as part of a probe of human trafficking. So as you see, this is very serious stuff. Allegedly, Kraft is caught on camera. Allegedly, this is a probe of human trafficking. Kraft, not in custody, but an arrest warrant is being issued for him. And again, this story is evolving by the minute right now. And I'm talking multiple media outlets that I'm seeing are reporting on this, from Fox News to CNN. TMZ is on this now. Everybody is on this story. And there are a lot of tweets out there that are just keeping people updated as to what's going on. I'm actually seeing, this is actually coming from Perry Russum of NBC 10 in Boston. Perry is actually stationed outside of Robert Kraft's home. He's taking a picture, and there's like some road work going on. But, you know, Perry Russum tweeting, quote, "Here's a look outside of Kraft's home in Brookline. Police are here to assist with traffic due to road work being done." He goes on to tweet, "Martin County Sheriff says the women involved in human trafficking ring were given no days off. They averaged about 1,500 men a year. He says their hygiene was minimal at best." Just really disturbing stuff. I'll bring you more details in a moment. Let's let that digest right now. If you would like to weigh in, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, go to Facebook.com/WKAR News to check out the live stream, and you can comment below that video, and you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Okay, again, as I stated at the top of the hour when 1 o'clock hit, you know, we make plans and sometimes the higher power just laughs at us, and that's exactly what's happened today. I wanted to start the show by, of course, previewing Sunday's in-state rivalry clash. The first of two big games between the Michigan State Spartans and the Michigan Wolverines. I don't need to tell you just how important and just how much this rivalry means here in the great state of Michigan. Wanted to preview that game, but right now many are just completely shocked by this news concerning Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, reportedly, you're going to have to say allegedly involved in a Florida prostitution sting. So on Friday, today, it was reported that police in Jupiter, Florida, they have issued an arrest warrant for Kraft on the charge of, quote, soliciting another to commit prostitution. That's according to Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr. Kraft is a part of an 8-month investigation. So this investigation has been taking place for a while. 8-month investigation into local massage parlors that double as human trafficking businesses. So you can see just how serious this story is. I saw many out there cracking jokes on Twitter and, you know, just tweets that were just like, you don't understand the gravity of this situation. I mean, we're talking about human trafficking, folks. And it is said that several agencies were involved in the sting, including the IRS, Homeland Security, and more. So during this investigation, as the details, again, continually emerge, seemingly by the minute, these organizations concluded that there were more than, get this, 1,500 men who frequented the establishments. Also, the workers were given no days off. There were hygiene problems. You know, Peter Rossum of NBC 10 in Boston reporting that. You know, allegedly, these women were told that they were coming to the United States for legit employment, only to be tricked into a human trafficking ring. Just crazy, right? The information was acquired through several months worth of video surveillance. You know, again, multiple media outlets out there reporting that they do have Robert Kraft on camera performing these acts. This is a tweet coming from Chris Jansing, at Chris Jansing. Quote, Patriots owner Robert Kraft being charged with soliciting prostitution related to what Florida police say is a massage parlor where women were told they were coming to U.S. for legit jobs. And then they were, in fact, held as virtual prisoners and sex workers. Again, body camera footage shows Robert Kraft allegedly attempting to purchase sex on at least two separate occasions. So as a result, Kraft is one of more than 100 identified customers to be hit with criminal charges. So despite all of this out there, Kraft actually sent a message through a spokesperson denying the accusations against him. Quote, we categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. He goes on to read, quote, because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. Crazy stuff, right? I sure did not expect to lead my show this way. Getting some comments coming in on our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/WKAR News. Ben comments and says, and I just lost a comment. Robert Kraft. Oh, here we go. Here's one of many comments. Robert Kraft kisses Tom Brady on the field after the football in the Super Bowl. I don't know what that has anything to do with this at all. I don't understand it all. Then he goes on to say that Julian Edelman said that his friendship and relationship with Tom Brady was what it was, and that Tom Brady said that this is just weird comments. We need to
maybe a crappy attempt at a joke. I don't know. That seemed to be all over the place.
I'm gonna have you. What I'm gonna start doing is having maybe our interns can filter through some of the comments right now coming in on facebook.com/WKAR News, because some of the comments just don't make any sense. If you comment, please make it coherent. Here's one. Okay, here's Ben commenting here. I'm not surprised. He goes on to read, quote, I'm not surprised by Robert Kraft being named in a prostitution sting after what Julian Edelman said during his Super Bowl press conference and after what we saw happen between Tom Brady and Robert Kraft on the field after the Super Bowl. The Patriots are very shady. I don't know what Ben is talking about. I didn't see any shadiness after the Super Bowl between Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, and I didn't hear anything alarming from what Julian Edelman had to say. And Ben, that first comment, I'm not surprised by Robert Kraft being named in a prostitution sting. Stop it. We are all surprised by this news. There's been no breadcrumbs of Robert Kraft
involved in a prostitution sting other than the news that broke, other than us receiving that news of him allegedly being involved in a prostitution sting a little after noon today. Everybody's surprised by this. Those who say they're not surprised, you're lying to yourself. No one expected Robert Kraft to be named in something like this. This is a part of an 8-month investigation, and these are very serious allegations that we're talking about. Human trafficking, folks. Human trafficking. I'm really at a loss for words. I don't know, you know, what to say here. When you read a story like this, Connor, you know, this is one of those stories that just knocks you off your feet, man. You know, this doesn't have to do anything with sports. This has everything to do with moral character, and also it has to do a lot with where we are as a society today, because there have been many conversations had about the problems of human trafficking here in our world. Heck, when I was a student here at Michigan State University, we held programs to raise awareness. My fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, we held programs to raise awareness that human trafficking is a real thing and it does exist here in America. This is very serious stuff. And the fact that not only does this involve one of the most powerful men in all of sports in Robert Kraft, but we're talking about 1,500 men allegedly involved here. We are living in one sick world. We are. Where this goes from here, if Robert Kraft is indeed found to be guilty of this, again, I have to be careful when discussing matters of this because he has not been found guilty. This is all alleged. He has denied it through his team, through his spokesperson. So we have to let the legal process play out. But if indeed this does play out, and Robert Kraft is found guilty here, he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But this is stuff that you just read and say, wow. The Jussie Smollett story that broke, and it has been a topic of conversation, not just throughout this week, but for weeks now. And you know, he's been charged with lying about that whole situation. We are living in one crazy world right now here in 2019. Okay, what I want to do right now, I want to hit our first break. I don't know what more I can say about that. If you have further comments on that, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. If you're commenting on our Facebook page, please make your comments coherent, and please keep it pro. Keep it professional. Facebook.com/WKARnews. You can comment there. You can tweet us as well. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKARnews. When we come back, I'm going to try to switch gears here. Talk about the rivalry matchup, Michigan and Michigan State, the big game on Sunday. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I want to go behind the glass real quick here. We just spent some time on this whole breaking news concerning Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots organization, being charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. That is what Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, is being charged with. David commenting on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WKERnews, saying that, quote, hundreds if not more people are charged with prostitution every day. This is a huge yawn for me. I don't know about that one, David. I don't know about that one, dude. A yawn? Nah. This is anything but a yawn. It involves, again, one of the most powerful owners in not just the NFL, but in all of sports. This is big. Also, yeah, I know what he's being charged, David. David says he's charged with soliciting prostitutes, not human trafficking. I didn't say that. He is being charged. I read the charge to you. Quote, soliciting another to commit prostitution. But allegedly, this involves the women who are involved here are allegedly a part of a human trafficking ring. So if I didn't make that clear, I'll just say that again. The women involved here are allegedly a part of a human trafficking ring. Connor, a lot to digest here. You heard my thoughts on this. This is shocking stuff. I want to just get your brief thoughts, if you have any. And also, you said that that if he is found guilty here, if Robert Kraft is found guilty here, what is he facing?
Well, this is one of those things where it's more, unless they elevate it, it's looking like it's going to be more of a damage of character rather than a legal damage. Just looking up real quick, the basic charge of solicitation is a misdemeanor offense. The offense includes a range of punishment from probation of or up to a year or two in a county or parish jail. And let's be real, Robert Kraft is not doing a year or two in a county jail. Doesn't matter if he gets convicted. If he's convicted, you know, probation is probably the most likely. However, there is some language in a lot of these laws that it can be elevated for the charge can be elevated for special circumstances. That's a possibility, but again, it's looking like this is going to be more of a character hit rather than a real big legal hit for Robert Kraft.
So? Wow, that's from the legal standpoint,
unless he's already been charged, so unless the prosecution goes after like the special circumstance stuff, he's looking at a misdemeanor. And
well,
so
I tell you what, I think it all depends on what is caught on that camera.
Oh yeah,
that's what it comes down to. If they have him on camera, and if he's doing something that is just if he's caught on camera, I think that changes the whole thing. That's all I'm saying.
See, and that's what kind of surprised me was his legal team coming out really harsh and saying it's absolutely not true, absolutely not true.
Right.
You're testing the state. If they have you on video, do you really want to be going out and saying this is completely false, fabricated? Because it just takes them saying, all right, here's the video, and then he's, you know, like I said, he's in a real he's already in a real character dilemma. But I mean, you release a video of that, mm-hmm. Geez.
Yeah, this is shocking stuff, man. Okay, let's shift gears right now. I want to touch on the Michigan State and Michigan rivalry matchup that will be taking place on Sunday in Ann Arbor at the Chrysler Center. That will be a 3:45 p.m. tip time, and the tickets for this thing are just crazy. I mean, ticket prices are through the roof. And I get it, because I don't think you can name, you know, other than probably, you know, the Carolinas, right? North Carolina and Duke. You can't name another area that has two teams this good in the world of college basketball going at it. This is going to be a fun matchup. But I am a bit weary, because I'm hearing from a few people. And we've been talking, I've been talking with fellow reporters about this, not sure, not 100% sure that Kyle Arns is going to be a go for Sunday. I saw Kyle earlier this week in the locker room after the Michigan State win over Rutgers, and, you know, he walked very gingerly. You could tell that he was in obvious pain. So he re-aggravated that back on yesterday's Current Sports. We played to you the soundbite of Tom Izzo when he was asked by Larry Lage of the Associated Press whether or not Kyle Arns that re-aggravated that back, and Tom just looked so annoyed, so disgusted, so frustrated, and he just basically said, yep. And just looked around the room and stared at each and every one of us. Yep. I just know that when he came out, I couldn't put him back in. So Kyle Arns is a question mark. And if he is, that's just another name that you add to the injury list. Another name that is a pretty big contributor for this team. Another body that Michigan State will be without. We all know Josh Langford done for the season. He's been out since late December, December 29th to be exact. Nick Ward, we won't see him one Sunday. He is still healing from that hairline fracture in his shooting hand. And now Kyle Arns with the back injury, questionable. So you put all that in perspective, and you have to play a Michigan team that, and I must say, this Michigan team is a bit different from other Michigan teams, Connor. This is a team that is unlike John Beilein's great Michigan teams of the past, where they are a great offensive team, but defensively they have some holes there, and you can score on them. This year is opposite. You know, U of M is not a prolific offensive team. You know, at times, I mean, they go on a lot of droughts. They really do. I mean, we saw it last night against Minnesota. But defensively, they can certainly frustrate you. They are in your jersey, contesting shots, playing the passing lane. It will not be easy for Michigan State scoring-wise. And that, you know, that dynamic is what makes this game so interesting. Because, you know, Michigan State right now, they will need a lot of the role players to step up here, obviously, right? I'm not breaking news and saying that. Cassius Winston, he may be slowed down a little, being matched up. This is the matchup we've been waiting for all year, right? Cassius Winston versus Xavier Simpson. Xavier is a great defender. Offensively, hit or miss. He really is. He's got that little half-hook thing going when he drives the lane, but he's not a great offensive player. You know, Cassius is the opposite. Cassius is playing he has been playing great defense this year, but you know, at times he can slack and give up some points. That's going to be an interesting matchup, and it starts there. It starts with Simpson versus Winston, and I think Simpson is that good of a defender where he can maybe frustrate Cassius a bit. So the question is, let's just say, if Cassius is slowed down, Connor, who do you turn to? Where does the help scoring-wise come from? And, you know, can we expect Matt McQuaid to keep up the offensive, you know, production that he's been giving Michigan State in recent games? Can X-Man and Xavier Tillman, can he, you know, continue the great performance that he had in the second half against Rutgers and bleed that over into Sunday? I just don't know. I've got a lot of question marks for Michigan State here. And also, you know, the starts to games worry me, because if Michigan State begins the game against Michigan the same way that we've seen in their last three matchups, Michigan State will lose. And I could see Michigan State, if they do have those kind of bad starts, I can see them digging a hole that will be almost impossible to dig out of as the game goes along. I'm going Michigan State here. I mean, excuse me, I'm going Michigan here. See, I lost my train of thought there. I'm going Michigan here. I think Michigan wins anywhere from 9 to 12 points on Sunday. It will not be easy to beat Michigan at Chrysler Center. I don't think Michigan has dropped a game at home yet this year. They have not lost at home all year. If Michigan State pulls this off, this will be one of the best coaching performances in the Tom Izzo era. That is what it's going to take come Sunday, Connor.
Yeah, I think their stat is something like they've lost one home game in, I don't know, like a year and a half. But for me, and this might come off as a little bit of a hot take, but I think, honestly, the scoring help needs to come from Kenny Goins. I think because I still think, despite the fact that this has kind of been a coming out year for him, shooting threes and a little more involved on offense, I think a lot of teams in the Big Ten still don't respect him from three. A lot of teams in the Big Ten kind of consider him like the example I always use. He reminds me a whole lot of Udonis Haslem, just does the dirty work, gets the rebounds. So I think a lot of Big Ten teams still don't respect him offensively, and you can use that to your advantage if you're Michigan State. We saw against, I believe it was Ohio State, leaving him wide open at the three-point line. Mm-hmm. Things like that, him sneaking around in the paint and getting the dish when, you know, they're worried about, Michigan's worried about Xavier Tillman or Aaron Henry or whoever else is in the paint. So I think, I actually think that if Cash Winston gets slowed down, you got to look at Kenny Goins' performance, I think will really dictate it. I see this game kind of going like how we saw Ohio State turned out. It was a real defensive slugfest, and I think a team will pull away. I'm leaning more Michigan, but I don't think it's going to be a 9-10 point win. I think it's going to be a really close game just because, like you said, that Michigan defense is really good. Michigan State's defense tends to do a good job of, maybe they take a little hit early on, but they tend to do a good job of adapting later on. Mm. So I would say I'm leaning Michigan probably by like a three-pointer. I just think it's going to be a big defensive showcase for most of the game. And if someone does pull away, it won't be till the last like 3-4 minutes.
Okay. And you know what? Looking at last night's game, Michigan topping Minnesota on Thursday, Michigan got some great shooting from Jordan Poole. He scored a game-high 22 points, made 5 of 9 from deep. John Teske, 17 points, 3 of 6 from deep, including two daggers off the that pick and pop from last night. And, also Minnesota, trying to make a comeback in that second half. They were able to shield off Minnesota. So we'll see. This will be a close game, I think, to start. And throughout the majority of the game, I just see Michigan pulling away late here, and I think they'll win anywhere from 9 to 12 points. This will be a fun game, though. And again, if Michigan State pulls this off, man, all props to Tom Izzo, because right now it just seems like everything is going against this team right now. The injury bug is so real for MSU. And for me, you're pinpointing Kenny Goins. I think that if Michigan State can get it, I'm just asking for 9 points. If they can get 9 points from Aaron Henry, because that's the key right there. They need one of the freshmen to really break out here. And I think that Aaron Henry being a starter, and we've seen throughout this year some shining light from Aaron Henry. If they can get 9 points from Aaron Henry, Michigan State has a legit shot. But Aaron Henry has to not think like a freshman in this game. He's got to not be afraid to take shots. He's got to be aggressive. He's got to grow a little bit on Sunday. I just don't know if he can do that. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Before we hit our final break, Ray from Indiana wants to weigh in. Ray, what's up?
Hey, Skipper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday, man.
Hey, I just got done jogging, and I'm going to tell you the key to that whole game Sunday. They play take-no-prisoners, great defense. And that's how Minnesota got beat. They got down by 10, and they never caught up. You've got to be ready to play, and you got to be ready to take no prisoners and play great defense. That's how you beat them.
That's the key. Like Connor said, I think this will be a bit of a defensive slugfest. It's really looking like that right now. And, I just wonder where the consistent offensive production is going to come if Michigan finds a way to slow down Cassius Winston, and that's what really puzzles me, Ray. So we'll see.
Well, you gotta play great defense, and then when you get your opportunities on offense, you gotta execute. That's all it comes down to.
Definitely. So who do you got to win on Sunday, Ray?
Well, Gold Spartans beat the Bullies.
I knew that was coming.
Hey, before I let you go, the New England Patriots are in the news.
I know. We that's what we've been talking about for almost 40 minutes.
You know what? I always told you they were a wicked organization. I never liked them. And Robert Kraft, I know he lost his wife. He's probably lonely. But how they went after an owner of the NFL, he must have been doing something really obnoxious for them to go after him for sex.
Crazy stuff. And allegedly they have him on camera, Ray. We'll see how this pans out, man. We will see.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing, no, ain't it?
Beyond embarrassing. My goodness.
What are they going to do to what's Robert Good, the commissioner going to do about this? What is he going to do as far as penalty for this guy?
I don't know. You never know what Roger Goodell is going to do when it comes to matters of this serious magnitude. Oh, you got to penalize him. I mean, you can't have him as an active owner in the NFL right now. You have to at least suspend him right now. So we'll see. We'll see.
Tape on TV yet?
No, none of that has come out. It's a developing story right now, Ray. But we'll have more combo on Monday for sure.
Okay. Well, go Spartans, beat the bullies.
All right, Ray from Indiana. Thank you so much, Ray. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will have Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. That and more. You are locked into WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Before we welcome Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis to the hour to close things out with another edition of Fit Fridays, I do want to go behind the glass real briefly, and I want to welcome to the show one of our fantastic Current Sports beat reporters for this semester. I've got Alexis Downey behind the glass. Just real briefly, Alexis, I just want you to talk about your very first story, which is live, courtesy of WKAR.org right now, because you did a really great piece profiling really one of the best soccer players and point blank just athletes, period, to come out of the East Lansing area. Who is that and what's your story about, Alexis?
Yeah, it's about DeJuan Jones, not only a great athlete, but a really fantastic person as well. So he went to East Lansing High School, which is the beat that I'm covering this semester. And I had a chance to chat with him. And back in the beginning of January, following the great season that Michigan State had as a team, he was drafted to the MLS, the New England Revolution. And I got to talk to him about that experience and how hard he's worked to get there. And the big part of the story, though, is that he is the first East Lansing High School alumni to be drafted to the MLS, which is just a huge accomplishment because there's been fantastic soccer players that have come out of that program.
That's amazing. And, you know, I remember when DeJuan was a player at East Lansing High School. I covered it when he was in high school, and he played under legendary soccer head coach at EL High School, Nick Archer, who I believe, Alexis, correct me if I'm wrong, he has since retired now, right?
Yes, he did. And in his place right now was his assistant, but mm-hmm. now the head coach, Coach Jeffrey Lyon, and he's still leading the team to a lot of success this past season. So.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Alexis, thank you so much. Outstanding work. If you want to check out that feature, again, just simply go to WKAR.org. All right, you know what's next. It's time to get fit. Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis.
And we just want to pop
your Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press,
a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
That's right. You got to earn it, folks. Nothing comes easy. And speaking of earning it, you know, Connor, I always hit the gym at nighttime. I always do. You know, and I go about, you know, I try to go about 5 days a week. I was there last night until about like 3:30 a.m. My entire body hurts, dude.
Crazy. You're crazy.
I am crazy.
3:30?
3:30 in the morning. And the reason why is because that's when nobody's there.
Does it put you to sleep, though? Because I used to do.
It keeps me up.
Really?
It keeps me up because my adrenaline is pumping. Huh. So, yeah, I stayed up. I didn't go to sleep until like 4:30. So, thank goodness for coffee. All right, we got him on the line right now. Johnny Lewis with another edition of Fit Fridays. Johnny, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Always good chatting with your brother. Let's get right to it because Robert Kraft completely threw this show off the rails. I know you want to start. We'll start in the gym, and you want to talk about balance, how to break your muscle groups into segments and give your body time to heal.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about balance because a lot of people don't realize that there's muscles all through your body, not just on your arms and chest. So I wanted to just give a few tips on how to, like, really break it down into segments. That way you hit everything.
Okay.
So I have one day where it's the chest, tried, and shoulders. And I like to call that the push day because every motion is a pushing motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another day, which is the back, biceps, and forearms, which is the pulling motions. And then last but not least, I have the leg day, which is basically all the leg workouts, working out your quads, hams, glutes, and calves. And there's a fourth one, too, which is the core day, abs and cardio, which is, you know, your core, your abs. But the thing about the core and abs is you can add that to any of the other days, like push, pull, or leg day. You can just, you know, do some ab workouts at the end or do cardio. So I like to, like, break it down to these three components just to make sure that I'm hitting everything throughout the week.
I like that. What's your favorite out of those?
Lately, it's been back day. I've been going in on the deadlifts lately, but traditionally it's the chest day. I'm a big bench press guy, as you know, Al.
I know. But, I'm trying to catch up to you, man.
Yeah, all three. Yeah. You got a long way to go.
Long way, brother.
Yeah, all three are equally as important. All four, I should say, are equally as important. You know, the chest, back, legs, and, of course, your core. So be sure to separate those into days. If you work out 3 days out the week, you can, you know, hit them once a week, and then they'll be fully recovered by the next week because you're only hitting them once. But if you want to work out more, like maybe 5 or 6 days out of the week, you can hit each muscle segment twice a week and just make sure you separate them by a day or two to give enough time to properly recover.
It's so important to let the body recover, right? I'm curious, Johnny, what happens if you don't give enough time for your body to recover?
Well, that's called overtraining, and your muscles will not heal correctly. So your hypertrophy is going to be broken down, but it gets stronger once it builds back up, correct?
Right.
So, you know, you have to give that time for it to build back up, or else you're just going to be working out for no reason, or you're not going to see as much improvement as you would see if you break it out. And I'm an overtrainer. I overtrain just a little bit, but like I said in the previous episode, it depends on how you feel. If you feel like 50% or better, then, you know, you can go ahead. But if you're like 90%, you know, drained, or your muscles are really, really tired, you don't want to overdo it.
All right. Okay. What is the tip that we can use in the kitchen, Johnny?
Okay. So today I'm going to, it's been really popular, especially since I've been on the West Coast, but the acai bowl. It's made from, acai bowl. I was pronouncing it wrong. I was calling it acia. A lot of people.
Well, Johnny, peep this. Did you peep what I did? I saw it in our rundown. And I said, I'm not saying that. I'm going to look like an idiot. I was going to call it the acai bowl. Like, what in the world? So I just said, hey, man, what's that health tip in the kitchen? So acai bowl. What is in an acai? What is that?
It's a berry. So it's basically like a blueberry on steroids because it's a super fruit, but it's one of the most healthy berries in the world. It's I believe it's grown in palm trees in the rainforest, and it is loaded with antioxidants, maybe about three times the amount that blueberries have. And blueberries are already great for antioxidants. So, you know, antioxidants are properties that fight cancer cells, known to help with diabetes, heart disease. So it's loaded with that, so super helpful. And, of course, vitamins, nutrients, fiber, the whole nine. But there's a smoothie bowl that is very popular out here. It's called acai bowl, made with the acai berry. And you just mix up the acai powder or the frozen fruit, because it has a short shelf life, so you have to buy it frozen. Mm-hmm. But you mix that with berries, bananas, almond milk, a little peanut butter, and protein powder. And then you top it with whatever you want, usually more berries, granola, coconut, bananas, whatever you want. But it's really, really good. It's kind of like, it tastes kind of like ice cream.
That sounds good. I think you just got every one of my listeners to go out and maybe try this out now. If it tastes ice cream.
Oh, yeah, definitely try that. It's more of a summer thing, but it's very popular, especially out here. So I wanted to share that because I was surprised when I tasted it. I'm like, I did not expect it to taste as good and be so healthy, you know. So
definitely. That is awesome. And, again, the way you spell that, listeners, is A-C-A-I. Right, Johnny?
Yes, that's correct.
There we go.
Acai bowl.
Acai bowl. You learn something new every day, Connor. Johnny, thank you so much, man. And I saw, again, you can follow Johnny. He's most active on his Instagram, at blessed_body. And I saw on your Instagram that, you got cut during a deadlift session and you were bleeding, brother. Take it easy out there, okay? My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that happens from time to time, but, it's part of being a beast mode.
Always be in beast mode, right? I love that. All right, Johnny Lewis.
Real quick, I just want to point out, you always talk about the weather out here, but it's snowing on the West Coast. We have snow at the top of the mountains today.
That's crazy, right? I saw that it was snowing in Las Vegas earlier this week.
Vegas got a lot of snow. And L.A. got a little bit of snow, too, I believe.
Man. Crazy.
That vortex hit the whole country.
Global warming, folks, at its finest. That's crazy stuff. All right, Johnny, thank you so much, my man.
Thank you. Go green and stay blessed.
Always stay blessed. Okay, 1 minute left here. Gosh, I really wanted to get to this HBO Real Sports story, but I'll have to wait until next week. All right, well, I promise you we'll get to that next week because the findings are intriguing on multiple different levels. Anything, though, as we close out, the week here on Current Sports, Connor, I'm looking forward to Sunday. Of course, the women also in action, Michigan and Michigan State at 2 p.m. And also the Oscars are Sunday. I'm going to have some fun with the Oscars on Monday. Why are you rolling your eyes, Connor? You don't like the Oscars?
I don't like the Oscars. I usually get angry at the movie they pick.
Oh, as movie of the year. Okay. Black Panther's in the
running. Panther better win.
I hope. Let's cross our fingers. All right, folks. Have a great weekend and be easy, people.